my question is to all three of you, actually, and it's an economic question. Your craft is very important to you. And I'm just wondering, I mean, and for Izam, I mean, before you became Media Prima CEO, and I'm assuming you own, like, I mean, you earn, like, big bucks, I'm assuming. You know, I could be wrong. But before you became Media Prima CEO, and, I mean, there's Joanna and Azmil, you know, who are more as, like, independent and do your own stuff, but your craft is obviously very important to you. And I'm just wondering what kinds of ways you've used, what kind of creative and innovative ways you've used to help sustain yourself economically in order to protect that craft and in order to remain passionate and independent and honest about the craft that you do.
I would say to any Malaysian artist, have more than three sources of income. I probably have about six. That's the only way I can survive. I have many, but I use all the same skills. I mean, I do voiceovers, I do, you know, theatre, I do television, I started, you know, doing all sorts of different things, but there's many, many avenues, writing a bit here and that, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. So that, I think, you know, prior to having the proper infrastructure, as we've been talking about, that is one way to go about it. You know, if you don't want to, a lot of people I know, and most artists I know, a lot of them have a day job, you know. So yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, work a lot. I don't know if I can sustain into my old age. I have to retire to some country where they give you the dole.
Yeah, I agree. You need, I think, a different source of income. I mean, like I said earlier on, if you have your own source of income and you start your own thing, start your own label, you have definitely artistic control because you're running it. But of course, again, the next question is how do you bring that further? But I think at the same time, you got to be very stubborn lah, if you want to just go on or a bit mad. Because sometimes we ask each other, you know, different bands, why the hell are we doing this, man? Sleeping on floors, nobody coming gigs. But sometimes you get a good gig. But definitely, I think that itself, finding different ways of your income, is part of the creativity. People forget, creativity is problem solving too. It's not just about the end result coming something flashy, but it's all about... That is part of, I think that will itself incite the creativity in you if you have to be creative about finding a source of income, about how to stay alive, stay afloat. I think that will feed on into your work, hopefully, lah, if you don't get overburdened with 10 jobs. Yeah.
Okay. You guys are depressing me. Okay. Here's what I think. In life, you should not have a fallback plan. You should not have a plan B. If you have a fallback plan, you will fall back on your plan. If you close all the things around you and just go direct to your goal, you have no choice but to go direct to your goal. It's when you're distracted by side income, or I need to study law just in case it doesn't work out. Screw it. I studied music. Can you believe it, right? But we went all the way. You got to go all the way. The added problem to this kind of do or die attitude, right, is the fact that if you're doing something innovative and progressive, where nobody, there's no precedent, there's no money in it, how do you sell yourself, right? Then you need two things. Number one, a lucky break. I got mine in OAG, right? And number two, the ability to yak, right? Meaning that what happened is after OAG was a success, I turned it around and called ourselves tastemakers. Now, the beauty about being tastemakers with a track record is, when you're a tastemaker, you can tell the client, the sponsor, the distributor, trust me, I'm a tastemaker. Trust me. And then it's, wait, OEG. Okay, I trust you. And then I got the hits. Poetic Ammo, I trust you. Too Fat, I trust you. Too Fat. And then, what was it? 8TV, I trust you again. Hot FM, Fly FM. So basically, you got to build your legacy. But the thing is, if you're trying something new, and I guess I've been lucky, surrounded myself with really brilliant people, and then just be able to yak to all the sponsors, advertisers, and investors that, why should I believe in you? I don't know why. You just got to trust me. I'm a tastemaker. So you got to have balls. Even if you're a girl, you got to have balls. Right? You got to reach deep inside of you. Find your balls and pull it out. Right? And show everybody, look, I can do it. Right? But the only... Okay, but before everybody goes out and tell everybody the whole, you know, I can do it, make sure you actually know what you're doing first.